This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There was intense fighting in Syria over the weekend, in homes and other hotspots, but also in the capital, Damascus. There, the army and other security forces stormed one suburban neighborhood and continued raids elsewhere in the city after rebels from the Free Syrian Army mounted their boldest attack yet in Damascus. It was perhaps the heaviest offensive since 300 unarmed UN observers arrived in April to monitor a UN-mandated ceasefire that is now effectively dead. NPR's Deborah Amos is in the Syrian capital and brings us this report.
If you live in the Damascus neighborhood of Kafr Susa, you could hear that the uprising in Syria had entered a new phase. On Friday night, the Syrian army battled rebel soldiers for hours here and in three other neighborhoods close to the city center. Many say this was the first coordinated attack by the Free Syrian Army in the capital. By Sunday morning, Kafr Susa seemed to be quiet again. This 51-year-old school teacher was back at work. She wouldn't give her name, and she said she didn't hear a thing.
No shooting at all?
Her students, high school seniors, couldn't wait to contradict her.
If you come to any house and sitting in any house, you hear a lot of bomb and something like that. Every area in Damascus, in every minute and every hour.
The Free Syrian Army, the FSA, has stepped up attacks outside the capital. But Friday's offensive here was unprecedented. UN observers reported the rebels fired a rocket-propelled grenade at a local power plant and destroyed six army buses. Fighting began in Kafr Susa after the rebels attacked an army checkpoint. Before all these problems, there was nothing called the Free Syrian Army, says the schoolteacher. They're just here to destroy the country. The Syrian army protects the people, she says. But her students contradict her again. They say they back the Free Syrian Army because the FSA is the armed guard of the demonstrations in Kafr Susa.
You say the Free Syrian Army is here to protect people?
Yes. They protect the people, and the regular army shooting people and kill us.
Do you have this argument in class with your teacher?
No, I don't. No. Some teacher, yes, some teacher agree us.
The debate is as bold as the FSA attack. Pro-government and anti-government opinions aired on the streets of Damascus. Demonstrations in Kafr Susa have been getting larger as the presence of the rebel army grows. Across town, in the neighborhood of Maliha, young men began a spontaneous demonstration when the UN monitors arrived, even as soldiers watched from sandbag positions. The monitors came to Maliha to investigate reports of an army attack on the FSA. They documented broken windows at the mosque, scorched parked cars, and damages to a row of local shops. Many people in the capital are talking about a turning point. But one weekend's coordinated attack is hardly definitive, says Bishr Saeed, an opposition activist. He's been a leader of the nonviolent wing of the protest since the uprising began.
I'm against the regime, against tyranny, and against the FSA.
We see where the violence is taking us, he says. But he admits that the rebels have more support than ever from an opposition that's lost patience with peaceful means. The fight near the heart of the capital was a military failure, he says, and only plays to the strengths of the regime.
Even if this Free Syrian Army was really capturing those areas, it's only happening for like hours. The regime can come back and destroy everything. So this is not a good fight, because the regime will come back and arrest and kill and massacre people.
In fact, the Syrian army has renewed efforts to impose control across the country. In Kabun, where the local power plant was destroyed, the army fired tank shells into houses, according to activists. In Homs, another stronghold of the FSA, and in Daraa, the shelling has been as fierce as at any time since the uprising began. The UN monitors are expected to investigate and file a report on a ceasefire that is crumbling even in the capital. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.